City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a Mandan edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, October 17th, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and I'm here with Jim Neubauer from the City of Mandan.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Perfect.
You had a short meeting last night, but there was a lot of items, and we have a few things to talk about today, just to review the highlights, as we do on City Current. And then we'll end with some announcements and some other extras.
A lot of things going on in town in addition to what was on the agenda last
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. And one of the first things that you did last night was you introduced a new staff member.
Correct.
HR director.
HR director Brittany Cullen started with us on October 8th. This is not a new position. It's a replacement of a position from a while back. We like to bring in our department managers in to introduce them to the commission and also to the community so that they know who's working for us.
Yeah, so a little video running of you introducing Brittany at the meeting last night. So she got to meet all the commissioners and say, hey.
Say, hey, if you see me roaming around City Hall, here's who I am. And she comes.
I'm supposed to be here.
Yes, supposed to be here. She comes with a grad degree from NDSU in business management with a focus in human resources. Also has been working for Community Options for the past few years and brings a great deal of knowledge with her to us.
Nice.
So we're awful happy to have her with us.
It's a difficult
today.
Job.
Yes.
HR directors always get blamed for stuff, don't they? Hopefully she's up for the challenge.
Yep, yeah, I think she will be.
Oh, that's great. So moving into some of the business of the evening, then resolutions and ordinances that were discussed last night by the commission.
Yep.
Second consideration of a beer and wine license, the addition of just a beer and wine license.
Correct. We had some entrepreneurs come to us a few months ago and ask, well, we'd just kind of like to open up a wine-only establishment. After going through some discussions with them, they decided, well, not everyone is a wine connoisseur. They might have someone you want to meet to have a beer also. So we created a license to accomplish that, as that seems to be, you know, alcohol licenses are, you know, at the privilege of the commission to issue. And so we crafted an ordinance. Last night was the second reading of that ordinance, and commission approved it. So we'll be able to move forward with that.
That's probably a nice addition for the city. So it didn't get a lot of discussion, but what did get some discussion then was the fees, were the fees that surround these licenses. There's an annual fee to get set up, and then there's a setup.
There's an initial initiation fee.
Fee, and then there's the annual renewal fee.
Right, so the initiation fee, if we want to call it that, the issuance fee is probably the better term, is $3,000, and the annual renewal fee is $1,150 per year. And we did some homework, and I know Carrie and Ellen had done some research around the state of North Dakota and surrounding states on these types of licenses to see how they're drafted and what do they look like and how much are they charging. And this was kind of an average of those items that came back. So the board, in addition to approving the creation of that license last night, was approving the resolution establishing the fees.
There was a little bit, there was some discussion about that. Commissioner Larson expressed some concerns about the competitiveness of that new issuance of that fee because it was a bit lower, quite a bit lower than some of the others to set up a bar and alcohol, full alcohol type of an operation in Mandan. But essentially it did pass, and the commission always has the opportunity to renew this or look at it again and move it.
Absolutely. I know around. That Commissioner Larson had been hearing from some of the what we call, I think, the Class A liquor license holders, where it's really a bar where you have beer, wine, and other liquor. And those in this issuance fee was quite a bit lower. And this is something that the commission, city commission, can take a look at as time goes by. And they can raise those fees if they find there's an unfair competitive advantage and things like that to try and even the playing field. So good discussion last night. And I think it shows the citizens of Mandan that, you know, there are differences of opinion on the commission. It's not all rubber stamped and that... But, you know, at the end of the day, you take a vote. And Commissioner Larson wanted, you know, a higher fee. but the fees that were brought forward of $3,000 and $1,150 passed. But again, it's always good discussion, and I think it shows that, you know, things are not always just rubber stamped.
Absolutely. And I think it also shows that citizens can talk to their commissioners and express their concerns, and they are brought to the table.
And those were brought forward. Yeah. And like I said, that we didn't have much at all comments on the creation of the ordinance, but it was more about the fees that were established.
Right. Well, so maybe next step we'll see someone come forward and propose a new operation, wine bar, beer and wine bar in the area.
We know they're in the works. Yeah. And like we said, we encourage those folks to come forward.
All right. Another consideration, our first consideration last night in this area was a change to the district, the downtown district, to the core district, and what we call the fringe districts. Mm-hmm. So some modifications on that map that had been drawn up for and in place for some time. But because of the RFPs that you currently have out for the west end of Main Street, you've been hearing some questions
right.
from potential people who may want to submit an RFP that the use on those properties was somewhat restricted.
Correct. And, you know, when we started looking at some of the folks that were interested in those properties, and we're talking about the Central Market, Thrifty White properties on the west end of Main, we took a look and said, okay, is this area a little different in character than the core of downtown Mandan, where you have buildings that are built up to the lot lines and they're right up on Main Street locations? And in this area to the west, a lot of the buildings are set back to to the north side of those lots, and therefore does that create kind of a different character?
Right.
And would it be wise of us to provide a different zoning regulation for that area? And also because we've got some folks interested in those properties that if we didn't make this adjustment within our zoning code, their business would not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a city of Mandan, again, trying to be accommodating to different types
more
of entities and more flexible
too.
And what we might see for proposals.
So it didn't remove any uses from
did
that
not remove
area.
Any,
it just expanded.
Created additional uses that may be allowed.
Okay. So. Well, the complexion of that area of Main Street, as you say, does change.
A little bit different
you
once you get
west, all of a sudden there's an expansive parking area and a very large single-use building. A
couple other businesses on that block.
Yeah.
But, you know, the main focus for many years has been the grocery stores that were there.
Well, and while we're on the subject, we could talk about the RFPs that are out there. That deadline to submit an RFP for these properties, as well as the Huntington Books location, are due on Friday.
Those are due at 3:00 on Friday.
Okay.
And must be in our hands 3:00 on Friday.
That will be Friday the 19th.
Friday, October 19th. Yeah. And so we'll be there. And I know I have one proposal sitting on my desk right now that has not been opened. We will open those on Friday and see what we have. But we encourage, again, we're getting pretty close to see if you are an entrepreneur or if you're looking at doing different things with those buildings. And again, Thrifty White, former Thrifty White, former Central Market, and the Huntington Bookstore property are all city-owned properties that we would like to get in the hands of the private sector.
And you've divided them up, so to speak, into seven parcels that could be combined or taken out separately.
The Thrifty White properties and Central Market properties are such that there are, like you said, I think seven different parcels there. So you may get a proposal that says, I would like three of these parcels because I want to do something on those three that are maybe vacant today, and you may get some that want all seven of them. So we tried to make it as flexible as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what comes forward from those RFPs.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Will those be submitted then or discussed at a city commission meeting? Or
there will be a vetting process. You know, we'll open them, obviously, and see what we have on the 19th. We'll take a look at, you know, how many proposals we have. Hopefully, we have more than one and see how we want to move those forward. We do have a timeline that was established, a rough timeline in the RFP process that says, there's going to be probably some committees to take a look at these proposals and make recommendations.
So they'll
to
go through a process before they hit the commission.
Correct.
All right. Under other business last night, there was some discussion about water. Again, water. We're always talking about water. And this was raw water intake along the Missouri River.
Right.
And you've found that over time, and I think this is no surprise, we've heard these issues have been coming up for the city for a while where silt has moved in, yep. The river is shifting, we have sandbars clogging up the system.
Mother Nature likes to kind of move sandbars at her choosing, and sometimes we have a nice channel in front of our water intake, and sometimes we don't have one. We've been in there dredging before. We have most recently this summer we've had divers in front of the intake, you know, cleaning the screens out and things like that. What we're doing is proposing a new water intake, which should be about a mile and a half south of where our existing intake is. And if you're looking for, you know, landmarks, I always like to use landmarks because I'm not sometimes very good spatially, or looking at lines on a map. Our existing water plant and water treatment plant, or our existing water treatment plant and intake, are just south of the Heskett station in North Mandan. So if you're familiar with the two stacks that go up, that's roughly where we are.
So the idea is that that will go away. You're moving this potentially down further south along the river.
Right. The water intake will move. The water treatment plant will remain. And we will be looking at, if you're familiar with the Riverbend subdivision in Mandan, if you're at the north end of that subdivision, there's a cul-de-sac before you go into the Hidden Acres subdivision. Near that cul-de-sac, the Mandan Refinery, now Marathon Petroleum Refinery, owns some land down there that they will be contributing to build this facility. So again, the refinery and the city of Mandan share an intake right now, and we will share an intake when it gets moved. We will pipe the water up north to our existing plant, and again, it's just where we're taking the water in at is changing.
So the land has been identified.
Correct.
You have the property in hand, so to speak.
Yep.
There's a public meeting
on October 30th.
Okay.
Mainly we have sent flyers, you know, it is a public meeting, anyone can attend, but we have sent flyers to all of the folks in this Riverbend subdivision and inviting them to come because it's going to be affecting, you know, there's going to be a little bit of additional traffic during construction. There's also a building, or what we would call a large pump house building, where we want to make sure that what we construct there conforms with the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's not, we want to put something nice there. We know that the property owners, and we have all kinds of issues that we would like to inform that area of.
Talk about the construction itself, though. What kind of a time frame are you looking at for this?
Currently, we are about 30% into the design phase of this. I think the construction, if all goes according to plan, we may be in a bidding, putting this project out for bids in the spring of 2019. Start construction after. It's about a 2-year build. And so sometime in 2021, you look to make this project operational.
I would assume that this will cut down on some of the maintenance that you've been doing at this particular, the old location.
And it's both, like I said, where we've chosen this location because that's where the Missouri River kind of necks down and there's always good flow here. We will be at this location putting kind of pipes down in the ground. They will then move horizontally to the bottom of the riverbed and then kind of pop up through the bottom of the riverbed. And there'll be a I don't know why. Don't want to call it a thing, but there will be a water gathering.
We're so technical
structure
here, aren't we?
On the riverbed.
Pop up and thing.
And we're, you know, we've looked at historic lows of the river level in this area, and we're making it so that, you know, there's not going to be a concern of boaters or anything like that, and their props hitting this at all.
It's good thing you have engineers designing all this and
so,
doing the heavy lifting on this.
Yep. Some folks have asked, and you and I talked about this earlier, about will it look like the caisson that Bismarck has on near Memorial Bridge, and no, it won't. You won't even see it in the river. You will see the pump house located on the river bank, but in this case, we don't have the right geology that exists in the Bismarck, because Bismarck has the horizontal well collector system where their wells are actually taking river off beneath the riverbed. We don't have that same sand and gravel area to do that where we're looking at.
So at the public meeting, October 30th, what will the citizens be looking at?
What we'll be looking at is saying, you know, here's the project, here's the location, here's timeline on when we expect construction activity to occur, and here's what the building will look like.
Okay.
And I think we've got 3 or 4 different alternatives.
Okay.
And we want to get the public's feedback on what do they think would fit into.
Because there has to be a structure over the.
There has to be a structure.
The wells themselves.
The pumps will be quite large. Again, they are serving both the refinery and the city of Mad End's water drinking needs. There will kind of be a split in the building. Half of it will be. I keep saying I want to go back and say Tesoro, and then I want to say Endeavor, but it's really Marathon Petroleum. So they will be have their facilities on one side of the building, and the city will have our pumps on one side. But again, we've had a great working relationship
kind
with
the
refinery.
Kind of a dual purpose.
Yep. Yeah. Over the years, and we continue that in the future.
Yeah. Well, they're a big employer in the community as well. Right. So, well, that was kind of it for the business of the meet. The business that took place at the meeting last night. So. There are a few other things, though, that were announced. The mayor made some announcements. One of the things, just some things that are happening this Saturday, October 20th,
Coffee with a cop. Cappuccino on Collins.
Yes, and that's on Collins Avenue, obviously. Right. Collins and Main, right there in that area. And that's a morning event?
Morning from 10 until noon.
Okay.
Like I said, and I think the cops, the officers, Chief Ziegler will be there, and the main focus will be on Halloween safety.
Oh, great.
And so we're encouraging adults and children to come, and you know we'll be giving some tips on how to keep your kids and yourself safe on Halloween.
That sounds good. October 20th,
right?
This Saturday. So also another Halloween-oriented event, and also including the law enforcement is Morton County and the City of Mad End are getting together and having a Halloween an event on Halloween.
Right. So, I don't know Morton County at times is. In the last several years have invited, trick-or-treaters to come into the courthouse and trick-or-treat in the courthouse. This year, just to the east of the law enforcement center, we will block off that street from, I believe it's 2 in the afternoon till 8:30 at night on Halloween, on the October 31st, and you can bring your kids down and they can trick-or-treat and look at some cool cop cars and deputy sheriff cars and all kinds of other law enforcement equipment
along with
getting treats.
Little base of operations in the downtown area. Yep. And then there's those great neighborhoods that are right on the fringe of downtown that people can continue their trick-or-treating.
Yep. And we, last Tuesday night, we had the fire department's open house.
It is
Safety Month in October, and also so we have open house, fire parade, we have rides for kids, and Station 1 on Collins Avenue is open to the public, and lots of people were there.
Yeah.
So kind of a good, it's very good for the public to see, here's what the equipment have, here are the facilities we have, here's the people we have working for us, and like I said, who doesn't like, you know, we love to see a police officer, except when we really need them.
Yeah.
then it's always, we like to get to know them. And I know Chief Ziegler is very big on community involvement and get to know your cops before you need your cops.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
October 31st, and that'll be on the east side of the
Enforcement Center. So we're hoping to have a good turnout. And, you know, this is being done in conjunction with Morton County Sheriff.
Again, the hours, Jim?
In the afternoon to 8:30 p.m. So 2 to 8:30, the street will be blocked off.
Some of the real young ones can come out a little early. Hopefully our weather will be cooperative then.
Right.
Another event coming up on November 6th is State of the Cities. So Mayor Helbling and Mayor Bakken will be presenting to the community. And this is sponsored by the Chamber. It's a Chamber BMDA event.
It's sponsored by the Chamber BMDA. Again, November 6th, early morning, I believe, 7 o'clock, breakfast. Mayor Bakken and Mayor Helbling will be presenting. Here's kind of what we've done in the past year, and here's what we have to look forward to. Here's what's going on, and here's what's happening.
And there is a ticket price.
You can register online through the Bismarck Mad End Chamber. I know they have a new name, but I think you can still find them under the Bismarck Mad End Chamber.
Or you can give them a call, I'm sure.
Correct.
Website, call them up. That is the State of the Cities on November 6th. Business pitch challenge.
Yes.
We have been talking about that for the last couple times we've been together, and that's really a fun event, or it's not an event yet.
Not an event. Well,
but there was the challenge was put out there for people to make a pitch for a new operation, new business for the City of Mad End.
Right. We received 11 applications. So we are very encouraged by that. We were kind of waiting, going, okay, are we going to get any applications or not? But like I said, we were pretty pleased with 11 applicants. A committee went through and whittled that number down to 4 finalists. Those 4 finalists will make their pitch on November 13th, I believe, at the Harvest Event Hall in downtown Mandan.
On Main, and that'll be like 5:30 start.
5:30 start for the pitches, and public is more than welcome to attend. There are cash prizes to the winner, and we look forward to
and potentially
seeing what they are.
A $10,000 forgivable
startup.
Loan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can
Should
find the
huge.
Names of these entrepreneurs that have put in their pitches on our website, and like I said, you can see which four made the final cut.
The event is open to the public. Is there a charge
Correct.
To attend that night?
There is no event charge to attend. Okay. Again, open to the public. You can come and watch and watch these folks make their put their best foot forward.
We keep referring to it similar to a Shark Tank.
Yes.
So
yep.
it'll be Mandan's version of Shark Tank.
Mandan's version of Shark Tank. And
yeah.
We will, there will probably be folks in the audience that may be looking, if you're looking for other funding sources. So the idea is to make your pitch and you may find someone in the audience that says, hey, I'd like to help you with that. Either financially or advice or however, whichever way they can help.
Good point. It'll be a networking event also
absolutely.
For businesses too. So come and join in and hear what's going on.
Yep.
When we met the last time, you mentioned that this is your annual pitch for volunteers to sit on some of the committees for the City of Mandan.
Yeah, City of Mandan has many different committees and many different interests, and we encourage, this is the time of the year when we put out and say, okay, we've got openings because most of our terms expire December 31st of whatever year you're in.
Okay.
So we put the call out in September, October for folks if they're interested in volunteering. You don't have to write a full detailed resume. All you need is a letter and, shoot it to me or email it to me and say, hey, I'm interested in serving on this committee. Here's a little bit of my background. One paragraph, get it to me. We in turn forward those letters of interest to the committee that you're interested in.
Sure.
And you can apply for more than one.
11 of them.
Yeah,
right?
There's plenty of committees. So if
Cemetery Board, Weed
Cemetery
Board.
Cemetery Board, Weed Board, Community Beautification, and also Mandan Growth Fund, if you're into economic development, planning and zoning, things like that. So again, please look at our website. If there's something that catches your eye, shoot me an email or shoot us a letter by November 1st, and we'll run from
there. All right. Check out your website as well.
Correct.
Everything's always on the Mandan website.
And it's, this is something that your city commission is very, we look for advice from community members.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to get that advice. This is a way for folks to get involved. Maybe you've been thinking about some type of public service or serving on a committee in some shape or form. This is a very easy way to do it.
Yeah, it's a good way to get your feet wet.
Yeah, if get your feet wet. And like I said, we rely on these committees very heavily for the things that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing on my notes to mention is, and it's almost sad, but snow is coming.
Snow is coming.
And you want campers
and trailers.
Boats
off the street.
Off
right.
the street by December 1st.
Yep. We've already had one snowfall, and luckily we didn't have the 13 inches of snow that some places had in the eastern part of the state. But we, get campers and trailers off the street, make our public works folks' job much easier, and also makes your job easier so you don't have to plow one of those out of the street if we run by with a snow plow and it's still sitting
be a bad
there,
thing.
So.
Or you have to tow it and people will pay a fine to get it out.
Very much encourage folks to take a look and please have them removed.
That deadline is coming up and snow will eventually fall no matter what we think. So
we can hold off as long as we want on that, my opinion. But
and you'll be able to maybe get a day or two of golf in before.
There may be one or two days coming up of that, so we're looking forward to it.
Forecast looks nice today and especially tomorrow. Again, we're here on Wednesday the 17th, so
correct.
Just keep that in mind. But thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time, next Wednesday after the next commission
probably
meeting.
November 8th, but appreciate the, we like doing these, and I appreciate your help with it.
Sounds good. Thanks for being here, Jim. And thank you for watching this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.